The words of the prophet Isaiah in today's Old Testament lesson are especially fitting as we enter the season of Advent, the season of watching and waiting, a season of anticipation and expectation. For they speak of the future in a way that not only expresses our deepest longings, but also offers a glimpse of what it might be like if those longings were actually realized. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. The image of swords beaten into plowshares has retained its prophetic power through many centuries of warfare and strife. Even those of us who don't spend a lot of time thinking about plowshares or even know exactly what they are recognize the phrase and its symbolism of the universal desire to put an end to war and to convert the means of destruction into creative tools for the good of the world. Swords into plowshares is used in the title of many organizations that work for peace, and it has been the inspiration for works of public art expressing the hope of world peace. As some of us may have seen, the text is from Isaiah is described on a wall at the United Nations headquarters in New York City. And in the garden there is a bronze sculpture, a sculpture representing the figure of a man holding in one hand a large hammer that he's using to beat into a plowshare the sword that he's holding in the other. The sculpture was presented by the Soviet Union in 1959. Lesser known works include something called the Finn Project, which involves taking diving plane fins, about 10,000 pounds each, from decommissioned U.S. Navy attack submarines and placing them at various angles and heights in a public park to simulate the dorsal fins of whales or dolphins. These may be found in places like Seattle, in Miami. And they convey the biblical message while paying tribute to the armed forces and the role the armed forces play in preserving and defending world peace. A final sculpture worth mentioning, I think, is one called Guns into Plowshares. And it is made of different material. It is made of disabled handguns turned into the police as part of a buyback program in the District of Columbia. Some 3,000 disabled handguns, all shaped and welded into a massive plow blade. This sculpture stood for several years across from the police headquarters, but I understand from news reports that it has been relegated to a maintenance yard as a result of the remodeling of Judiciary Square. And where it will go next has not yet been determined. In our worship here at St. Paul's, we customarily pray for a genuine and lasting peace throughout the world, remembering all men and women serving in the armed forces and all casualties of the war, as well as all of those affected by war. And if memory serves me correctly, these intercessions were added to the prayer list at the beginning of the first Gulf War in 1991. And we've been saying the same prayers ever since. Yet the words of Isaiah still speak to all of us in no uncertain terms, saying, this is God's dream for humankind. A day when war will be abolished and all people will live in peace and harmony. And so we are reminded in Advent that the future belongs to God. The future belongs to God and to those who wait patiently for God, for the future that God chooses to reveal. As we celebrate the coming of the Messiah, we celebrate it in hope for the brightness of this future, despite the darkness of the present. You see, Advent is hopeful because God is faithful. And because God is faithful, we are called to faithful waiting. And faithful waiting is not only confident waiting, it is joyful waiting. It is expectant waiting. It is waiting for something really new and wonderful, something counterintuitive and seemingly impossible. It is hoping against hope for a genuine and lasting peace and unity and wholeness in God's world. Faithful waiting is also active waiting. It is living in the present as if God's dream is already unfolding, because it is. This is the good news, that the Christ who is coming is the Christ who is already here, bringing comfort and redemption and hope to a despairing world. The new age that has yet to be fully realized has already dawned in this life, in the life, death, and resurrection of the one whose coming we celebrate. And so we can be so bold as to choose paths that may appear foolish, because we know what the final outcome will be. We can dream dreams and build a better world, a more just and humane world, the world we promised to strive for at our baptism. And we can pray for peace. Pray for it, long for it, envision it, and work for it. Someone once pointed out that swords don't just melt into plowshares. Swords are beaten into plowshares. Peace doesn't just happen. Isaiah's words do not allow us to be content with simply repeating them from time to time, nodding in agreement and waiting to see what miraculous thing God will do. They challenge us. They challenge us to use our energy and imagination, to work from within existing structures and to invent new structures, to bring about the realization of God's vision for peace by making God's vision our vision and God's dream our dream. Several decades ago, in the mid-1970s, a young Israeli girl wrote a poem that was published and quoted widely. I discovered it in a collection titled My Shalom, My Peace. The poem is titled The Paint Box. It goes like this. I had a paint box, each color glowing with delight. I had a paint box with colors, warm and cool and bright. I had no red for wounds and blood. I had no black for an orphan child. I had no white for the face of the dead. I had no yellow for burning sands. I had orange for joy and life. I had green for buds and blooms. I had blue for clear, bright skies. I had pink for dreams and rest. I sat down and painted peace. None of us can do it all. None of us is asked to. Pope John Paul II wrote of a new vision for peace in which we are all involved. He said, we carry the responsibility for our own conversion to thoughts and actions of peace. One person cannot change the world, but all of us together, strong in the conviction and determination that peace begins in our own hearts, will be able to create a peaceful and peace-loving society. We are asked only to walk in the light of God, letting God lead us and show us how we are to live and who we are to love. Trusting in God to work in us as surely as God works in and through others for the things that make for peace. And allowing ourselves to become the peace we long to see. May this be our Advent prayer.